This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in 1 Timothy with great apostasy, trained in the words of the faith, close watch, instructions for God's household, and rules for widows. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. God, our Father, your blessed Son called Luke the physician to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. Grant that the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle for the festival of St. Luke is from 2 Timothy chapter 4. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Luke alone is with me. What a contrast to the rest of Paul's ministry. You look at the ends of many of his epistles and it's chock full of names, partners in the gospel surrounding Paul throughout his ministry, sending their greetings along with him. But not this time, Luke alone. That good physician, no doubt caring for Paul's physical needs, but also, I would certainly imagine, a strong encourager for the apostle. Because it would appear the times are somewhat difficult for Paul. Here he is, imprisoned in Rome, perhaps soon to be executed. And his supporters, not there. Now, it's not that dire, I suppose, because he names some of them who have gone off to be sent, like the church is always doing, sending those proclaimers, those heralds of good news. Crescens to Dalmatia, Titus to Dalmatia, I've got to get that right. Crescens to Galatia, and Tychicus to Ephesus. The church is always about that business of sending forth heralds of the gospel, just as we are at this place. 6 months ago, it was Isaiah to Manchester, Joseph to Iola, Jesse to Damascus. That's Damascus, Oregon, in case you're wondering. In just a few weeks, we're going to do the same. It will be Addison and David, but I can't tell you where you're going yet. And in 6 months, Morgan, Cody, Jacob, Rod, Alexander, Michael, Adam, Logan, Solomon, beautiful feet running to proclaim the good news. Then and today the same. And the message also is the same. Peace be to this house is how Jesus instructed the 72 to go forth. Why peace? Because Jesus reminds us the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is coming among us even right now. And so that sending goes on, and certainly Paul could not have been sorrowful at all that those who had been with him would go forth to proclaim that good news. And yet, not all is well, because there are a few who have not gone forth as heralds of the gospel, doing the work of an evangelist, but instead have fallen away. Demas has deserted me, Paul says. He's chosen to love the world more than Jesus. And then there's Alexander the coppersmith. He has done me great harm, Paul tells us. He's opposed my message strongly, so watch out for him, young Timothy. Again, the words of Jesus as he instructed the 72 to go forth ring in our ears. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Wolves that bite into his church even to this day. They'll come after you, future pastors, as they have for the centuries. Those with itching ears, those who love money or the world or themselves, those who are quarrelsome, backbiters, arrogant. In every generation, in every place, Satan is at work to thwart the proclamation of Jesus. Those enemies who will seek to isolate you, to tear you down, and not just you, but your flock as well, as they are surrounded by these enemies. So Paul's admonition to Timothy, be sober-minded, watchful, be alert. He likes that word. He uses it in his letter to the Thessalonians. Peter uses it 3 times in his first epistle. Perhaps you remember that one very familiar passage, to be sober-minded because the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The enemy, you see, is at the gate. And so be on the lookout and be ready. And in the meantime, Paul says, be prepared to endure suffering because it will simply be there for every pastor, for every servant in the church, for every member of the body of Christ. It is still the same and true. Yet Paul, in the midst of that suffering, can say that he has fought the good fight. He has finished the race. He has kept the faith. At that point, his life is being poured out as a drink offering, water, wine being just poured away. But hope is not lost. He endures and invites Timothy and you to do likewise. Will that be easy? Will you always be perfect at it? Of course not, because Satan will, in fact, bring temptation and doubt that you can't finish this race, that you can't quite fight that good fight. But the reality is that while we are not sufficient in ourselves to do these things, it is Jesus who has done them for us, which Paul also reminds us of in our text. To Timothy, he says there is a greater truth because it is God who is the one at work. He is the one who stood by me, Paul writes. He has strengthened me. He, the Lord, has rescued me from every evil, from the lion's mouth itself, he says. And he will bring me safely, safely to that eternal reward as the crown of righteousness is given to him and to everyone who has loved the Lord's appearing. Who knows what was going through Paul's mind in those last days? He asked for the parchments, and so he apparently hopes to keep on writing. But he also knows that the end might be near. And Timothy, that good physician, is there to minister to him. I'm sorry, Luke, the physician, as he cares for his body, which probably was racked with much pain with the mistreatment he receives as a prisoner, but also ministering to his soul with the comforting balm of the gospel, that same message of peace with which Jesus sent out all his disciples. In fact, I think we might be able to call Luke the evangelist of peace, because more than any of the other gospel writers, that word permeates his mass gospel message. There with Zechariah holding the infant John in his arms, he can speak of the one who is coming to guide our feet in the way of peace. In his account of Jesus' birth, he recalls the angels singing outside Bethlehem, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. 40 days later, it's Simeon in the temple holding that Prince of Peace in his arms, declaring that he is now ready to depart in peace. When Jesus dismisses those whom he had healed or those who had demons cast out, he sends them out saying, "Go in peace." And when the disciples, fearful and shaken following his death, see the risen Lord, he beckons them to come to him, because now peace is with you, he says. So also for you. And in fact, if you listen closely through the rest of the service, you'll hear that same message of peace multiple times. As the body and blood are held before your eyes and the proclamation is made, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." Or as you're dismissed from this sumptuous banquet, "Depart in peace." And with the very last word in the service, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let us pray for the church and for the world in which we live. For all believers, that they may always look to God's promise, seek the kingdom of heaven, and grow in the purity of heart and in the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all nations, that they may curb the wicked, restrain persecution, and raise up peacemakers, and for our own country, that it may have good government, prosper in its commerce, and foster caring communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer from disaster of every kind, including those who continue to endure the devastation and flooding following the recent hurricanes, that God would strengthen all victims in their time of need and bless the efforts of all relief workers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are hospitalized, ill, or recovering at home, that they may know the Lord's presence, find healing and new strength, and once again return to God's house. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, that they may continue to give him thanks for his boundless mercy and faithfully serve him in their various callings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who this day receive the body and blood of Jesus in his holy supper, that the strength and peace given them in this sacrament may show forth in the lives of service to others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, we ask that the kingdom of heaven come to all who hear your word, so that they may have mercy and receive from you the blessed hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
up your hearts. Give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily covered and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servant Luke, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us,
preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
You and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.